This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hello, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy podcast. I'm going to talk to you today about the universal principles and how they work with trauma. So trauma is a word that everyone seems to be using these days to describe adverse events, maladaptive coping, or reactions to emotionally triggering situations, including things that really are not trauma. But what really is trauma? So the first way to describe what trauma is what it is not. Trauma is not about the story. It's not about what happened. It's about the emotion of what happened and how our nervous system responds. We do not process trauma in our logical brain. It's not about our executive functioning. It's not about rational decision-making or working memory. Trauma is the threat to ourself. It's the threat to someone else, or especially someone that we love, or it's attachment-based trauma. The last category isn't talked about very often, but it's actually the most complex layering of what trauma is and can be. As an infant, a child, a youth, our survival depends on the attachments that we have and the meeting of the needs that are provided for us from our caregivers, from those attachments. If there's anything that disrupts these needs being met, including our higher level needs of attachment, then the brain can actually enter into survival mode. It signals that there's a threat. What this means is that anything from lack of attachment in infancy, loss of loved ones, or separation to an attached figure in early years, if there's a risk of food security or shelter, safety, if there's abuse or disruptions at home, or other adverse childhood experiences, they can be stored as trauma. That's what trauma is. It's an actual or perceived threat which stores in our emotional brain as unprocessed and in our physical body as sensory experience. This is why no two people will experience a traumatic event in the same capacity. Some may process the event and find resiliency to overcome the experience easily, and some may not. Are you still confused? Trauma is when something happens that is threatening the safety and results in storing the stimuli of the event in that part of our brain that's in charge of the emotional experience, as well as simultaneously storing it in our physical body as a sensory experience. Hopefully that helps. With manifestation therapy, it's not meant to replace trauma therapy. It's actually a partner to use within any kind of therapy, including trauma therapy. There are so many types of therapy out there that claim to heal trauma. I've even had her client come to me and tell me they were seeing a trauma therapist that was going to heal it at a DNA cellular level. What? DNA cellular healing? Doesn't that just occur naturally when we process anything?
I mean, our cellular knowledge is not detached from our nervous system or our brains. It's actually our physical makeup. So any kind of healing will participate with your cellular level. Anyway, a good trauma therapy will focus on healing individuals through emotional and somatic processing without the focus on executive functioning. To experience a sense of safety and a release of what became stored when the initial threatening experience took place, that's what's needed. So while we can work on changing the cognitive processes, the thoughts, and there is value in that, the impact of what became stored in our bodies and our brains emotionally when the trauma occurred requires a much deeper processing to move into true healing. Talk therapy doesn't work. So how can you use manifestation therapy alongside other trauma modalities? The universal principles are an empowering framework to heal from past traumatic experiences. By applying the universal principles to an approach in supporting holistic healing, the spiritual, emotional, physical aspects of healing can be met with a holistic wellness view. We can guide our clients to shift their energy, focus on aligned thoughts, and recognize the cyclical and transformative nature in an enhanced healing journey, because everything is energy. Manifestation therapy allows individuals to find their power, purpose, and connection within themselves and to the universe. I have seen much faster healing when I integrate the concept of energy. Even if I don't talk about it, if I just kind of witness it and guide my clients to experience it. Let's look at the different universal principles and how they connect with energy and trauma. The first one is the law of divine oneness. Everyone and everything is connected. We know that. This one is vital in healing from trauma. When someone experiences a traumatic event, there's often a sense of isolation and a disconnection that is created from both themselves and from others in the world. It's the opposite of trauma, is safety. And that safety can be found through the experience of connecting and a sense of belonging. Healing can be facilitated by fostering connection with self, others, and the world. The law of divine oneness reminds us that everything and everyone is interconnected. Help clients heal from trauma through this universal principle. We want to restore a sense of belonging, foster connection with others, and recognize their role within the greater whole. Practices like group therapy, community building, or reflexive journaling on an interconnectedness level can help clients feel less isolated and more supported. Plus, we are providing that to them. Trauma interrupts the connection of an individual with themselves. They need to experience the trust again in their own emotions and their body. They may have reacted to a traumatic event in a way that creates shame or a deep sense of betrayal in their own body and emotion. Through the practices of mindfulness, self-compassion, or through somatic work and a knowledge of the law of divine oneness, we can actually guide those we work with to feel that grounding and find self-compassion to restore that self-connection. And then there's the law of vibration of energy or energy. Everything, even our thoughts, are energy in motion. Everything has energy, including thoughts and emotions. When we experience trauma, it's often stored as negative or stagnant energy in our bodies. By teaching our clients how to shift their vibrational energy through modalities like somatic therapy, brain spotting, which is what I love, or movement, we can actually encourage them to release this trapped energy. We encourage mindfulness, breath work, meditation, and it helps individuals align with higher vibrations, leading to emotional relief and healing. By building awareness through manifestation therapy of what our bodies, minds, and emotions are doing, we can become aware of our moment-to-moment experience and shift these behaviors and external experiences into positive. Then there's the law of resonance, which all energy can be amplified and similar frequencies are drawn together. This puts emphasis on how we feel versus what we think. Trauma often creates dissonance between how we feel and how we want to feel. With the law of resonance, focusing on emotional alignment becomes crucial. So instead of focusing on negative thinking and allowing our clients to remain in that space, we guide our clients to feel into their desired emotions, to practice gratitude, to find self-forgiveness, love, and peace to match higher vibrational frequencies by directing thoughts into that direction. This principle, the law of resonance, can be used in trauma treatment by helping clients shift focus from thoughts to emotions that they actually want to amplify for healing. Remember, trauma is stored from the experiences we have through the subcortical brain. The emotional processing that did not occur when the threat happened because survival stances took over. It's just how the brain works. So resonating with what we want to feel will help align with the intended goal and synchronicity in positive opportunities. The law of correspondence. There's correspondence or alignment between different levels or aspects of existence. We are in control of choice over our actions. So this law teaches us that our external world is actually a reflection of our inner world. Traumatic reactions are not wrong, but simply the way our brain responds to a threat. Now that we're safe, we can actually begin to feel the correspondence of internal and external awareness in a way that promotes our ability to manifest the reality we desire and deserve. In manifestation therapy, I help guide clients to recognize the correspondence between their internal and external experience by rediscovering their ability to respond to situations through body awareness and emotional experience. Individuals will find empowerment in who they are. Clients can learn to focus on the correspondence of their internal and external experience with the belief that they have control over their actions and create alignment with healing. We don't need to push the universal principles of energy on our clients. We don't have to tell them what they are and explain them away and talk about all the woo-woo-ness of it. But to help clients understand what is happening when they guide through awareness of their experiences is a positive thing. They can develop their own sense of who they are, where they are in the world, and how the inner world and outer world match. Then there's the law of cause and effect. Every action produces a corresponding result or consequence. Nothing is by chance. Choices lead to reactions. Understanding that every action has a reaction really can help trauma survivors regain a sense of control. It's not about laying blame. It's not about feeling guilt or shame over what happened. The abuse that you endured as a child was not your fault. You didn't ask for it. But every cause has an effect. So someone who experienced past trauma, they might avoid conflict or difficult conversations because they associate confrontation with danger or fear. This avoidance, while it may provide short-term relief, can lead to a buildup of anxiety and unspoken resentment in their relationships. That's an example of cause and effect. In manifestation therapy, a person who is experiencing this disconnect, this avoidance of conflict, is often in the fawning or the people-pleasing trauma response. They might learn that by avoiding the issue, they're actually unintentionally manifesting more emotional discomfort, reinforcing feelings of helplessness. How does it feel in your body when you avoid things? What does it do for you? What does it look like? While we may not have had control over our past traumatic events, we do have control over our current actions and how we respond to what happens to us now, even when it feels impossible to embrace this control. So the client can become more aware of what their actions, thoughts, and the energy that they have has a direct effect on their life outcomes. If they wake up and feel like they're going to have a miserable day, think they're going to have a miserable day, they're probably going to have a miserable day. For trauma survivors, this awareness can help move from a place of being stuck in old patterns to actively creating a path of healing and growth. Choose differently. That's it. Just take small choices to choose differently. Then there's the law of compensation. So what we put out, we get back in blessings. I love this one. We are compensated or rewarded in accordance with our thoughts, beliefs, actions, and the energy we emit into the environment. Trauma can leave people feeling depleted or unworthy. The law of compensation reminds clients that the healing work they put in will return to them in some form or blessing or restoration. Encouraging our clients to put out positive energy, to find self-compassion, and to look at the progress they've made with effort into their recovery can reinforce this belief. Exercises, for manifestation techniques or meditation, gratitude, journaling. These all help clients attract the rewards of their efforts. And we are the most empowering part because we can point out the progress that we've seen them make as an external source. When we empower clients to take intentional steps towards healing, whether that's through self-care, emotional regulation, or positive habits, we reinforce the idea that healing is actually a possibility. They will experience gratitude and blessings in return. The law of attraction. This is the big one. Or everybody thinks it's the big one. Like attracts like. We attract what we send out. Similar to the law of resonance, where we match things, and we attract things with the law of attraction. What we want, with emphasis on how we think. Trauma may attract more negative or stagnant energy. It gets us stuck. Helping clients focus on manifesting health, peace, and joy can attract more of these feelings into their lives. As a trauma survivor, they may have interpersonal relationships that are toxic or positions professionally that continue to perpetuate challenges for them. They may struggle with activities of daily living, social situations, feeling secure and safe with others and themselves. This energy actually attracts further experiences that support their mindset and create a negative pattern. But what if they chose differently? What if things had been differently? What if their imagination could put them on a path that they had supportive, loving parents, supportive, loving teachers, close, connected friends, and believed in themselves? How would things be different? Visualizing different positive outcomes. Reframing negative thoughts as just thoughts. They're not important. They're just thoughts. And then setting positive intentions can help clients shift their energy towards hope, and it actually leads into recovery and well-being much faster. As clients begin to explore positive reframing of their self-talk, physical experiences, and healthy boundaries in their interpersonal relationships, they will begin to attract similar energies, connections, and experiences internally and externally. Identifying their progress in this area can further enhance the positive energy shifts. Okay, so then we have the law of perpetual transformation of energy. All forms of energy can transform and be directed into other forms of energy. We have the power to change our energies as much as we have the power to change our thoughts, our emotions, our experiences, our bodies. Everything. And all forms of energy can transform. Trauma energy, often felt like fear, shame, pain, it can be transformed into strength, resiliency, and wisdom. This principle is key in trauma therapies as well as manifestation therapy. As clients learn to shift the energy of their past experiences into growth and empowerment, they learn to become their authentic self. There are modalities such as expressive arts, again, brain spotting, or guided visualizations that can aid in this transformative process. When we support our clients to identify the transformation as it happens, we encourage their potential to continue to grow and the healing journey to flow. Then there's the law of relativity, which is everything is relative and exists in comparison to something else. Comparison is a really big tool that leads to empathy and understanding of self. Someone else always has less or worse. Someone else always has better and has done better. Trauma can cause clients to view their own experience through a narrow lens. They can't always see that when they're in it. But the law of relativity helps them see their experience in context with other events or experiences. This principle can build empathy, both for themselves and others, and help them understand that while their trauma is valid, it's not the totality of their existence or others. It supports healing when we connect clients with others who have had similar traumatic events in their lives and become empowered and healed in their lives. As well, using comparison in a healthy way, such as pointing out how they were doing now versus how they were doing 2 years ago, can help shift perspective. I use the law of relativity in almost every session. And then there's the law of polarity. Everything in the universe has opposites or dualities. Trauma often presents extreme emotional states for individuals. They may experience lack of impulse control with emotional reactions such as intense fear, grief, anger. The law of polarity teaches that opposites exist for balance and growth. They are useful. Individuals who have experienced the lowest of trauma can also experience the highest of healing and growth in life because they understand the possibility of it. Those who have experienced great challenges have the contrasting capability to experience great new possibilities and perspectives. This is connected to post-traumatic growth. Individuals who have faced adversity and trauma may confront their feelings of fear, uncertainty, failure, even if for a time they feel stuck in that low experience. Through resiliency, inner reflection, and support, these individuals can shift from victim to survivor with inner strength, connection, and a shift of perspective. Healing from trauma can lead to much more vivid and meaningful life. Those moments of joy, successes, and peace can become powerful rewards with a deeper sense of gratitude for those positive moments due to the contrast where they once were. Those who have not experienced the same level of adversity sometimes may lack appreciation for the positives of life. Rather, they are just routine experiences. This is why those who have faced trauma can emerge with a deeper felt sense of motivation, clearer understanding of life's potential, and a greater empathy and connection for others. This idea aligns with the law of polarity, where everything has its opposite. This awareness makes it easier for them to manifest their goals, as they have a deeper belief in their ability to create change, having already transformed through their challenges. This duality helps clients understand that just as trauma exists, so does the capacity for recovery and peace. The law of polarity played a big role in my understanding of my daughter and my love for her. But her start was so rough and so scary that every moment I have had has brought this huge feeling of beauty and relief, where a lot of other parents, I see them going through things mundane and not really experiencing the joys of their parenting when it comes to, you know, being woken up in the night. Those kind of things were very special to me. The law of rhythm. Everything in the universe operates in cycles, patterns, and rhythms. Healing from trauma is not linear, but cyclical, much like the rhythms of nature. Life is not depicted by a feeling of bliss at all times or a feeling of consistent peace. Just like anything else, there are ups and downs in all events. However, we can learn to take down the down moments without becoming stuck, and we can learn to flow through them. The law of rhythm helps clients understand that setbacks or emotional lows are natural parts of the healing process. By embracing the cyclical rhythm, clients can be more compassionate with themselves during low periods and trust that they will rise again in the next phase. We do heal from intensely negative experiences. We just don't usually do it in one session. We do not heal from intensely negative experiences in just one session. These experiences can feel better and better than another event and can trigger some of the previously held imprinted messages, limiting beliefs, or reactions emotionally and physically that were already considered released. They can come back. It's a pattern for us that we need to change. And this involves patience, compassion, and consistency. Sometimes it can be 10 years in the future and you're doing really well and you feel really healed and something might trigger that old reaction. New patterns, new cycles, new rhythms emerge and are enhanced by persistence and acceptance. And that self-compassion for those moments where you might react the way you did before. And then we have the last one. The law of gender. Everything has a feminine and a masculine side. This principle teaches us the balance of masculine, which is active, and feminine, which is receptive energy. Trauma healing requires the masculine energy of action and protection. We can support our clients through setting boundaries, taking action steps in therapy and in their lives to set routines, find motivation, and experience impulse control through rational decision making. With the healing journey, the feminine energy of receptivity and nurturing supports individuals through discovering self-compassion, allowing emotions to flow, nurturing their connection spiritually to self and others, and connecting to balance and care. Balancing the masculine and feminine energies of an individual will support a holistic approach to trauma recovery. And that's why it's so important in manifestation therapy. All of these principles are everywhere. They're not just in trauma. They're not just in therapy. They're everywhere. They are energy, but the flow of energy is something to encompass in your supportive practice. The universal principles, putting them into practice when you're supporting others, can really help you amplify and enhance whatever healing modality you use. We've looked at each of the 12 universal principles and how these have a greater role in trauma as well as healing from trauma. our bodies, minds, spirits, and the external experiences we have with our internal experiences can be affected from all the traumatic events that we've had. Healing involves all aspects of these 12 principles to shift our energy, create positive bodies, minds, spirits, and external experiences to match, to heal in a holistic way. Manifestation therapy comes from a trauma-informed lens. I am a trauma therapist. I support people in healing, and it has been my passion for decades. It is my purpose. In fact, I healed myself through integrating the universal principles in my daily life, through my behaviors, through the manifestation techniques that I incorporated. I integrate these principles in my practice with amazing results, and I see the speed and the quality of my clients' healing process and activation of their best potentials. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out through my Insta at Manifestation Therapy, no spaces, through my Facebook group, Manifestation Therapy Community, or just email me at info@manifestationtherapy.com. Please don't forget to like and share. This is a new podcast, and I'm really trying to grow it. Catch you next time. Be the best potential, universal principles in support of practice.